Like,
Love
yeah,
Radio.
Man.
You get down.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo.
Hey guys, it's another fabulous Saturday here in Houston, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Group Houston Pitbulls and Bullies live radio show that we do here every Saturday. So make sure you're tuning in to us. Remember, we run a group on Facebook, so make sure you add us there to where you can find a quality bully with papers only is all we allow to advertise. We strive to educate, so we have hot topics there all the time up for discussion, so anybody, even the experienced, can always learn a little more. What we have for you on this show today is we have Gary Moore of Grayline. He's here to talk to us today about his Dox oils. And these are natural herbal healing oils with no chemicals added. They're supposedly to kill mange mites, rashes, bully bumps, ringworms, all kinds of things I'm going to let him tell you a little more about. Now, I've ordered these myself, and so they're on the way to my house, and I'm going to be trying these out and back with you guys in a few weeks on one of my dog's results. There's tons of eyewitness testimony of using these oils and then working for a whole wide range of cures for things. Gary Moore, you with us on the line?
Say again?
You with us, Gary?
Hello?
Gary, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about Grayline and about these famous oils you have going on over there.
Oh, okay. Basically, I like to credit Newstock for driving me to create Dox oil. I used to use Newstock, and I didn't like the smell of it, and I happened to put it on a couple of my dogs, and they broke out, and I found out from the veterinarian that my dogs were allergic to sulfur. So I invented some oils. I got online. I did a lot of research. I'm like a computer geek when it comes to trying to find out what makes stuff tick. And I did some research online. I've been using the oil for 5 years before now. People think that it's something that I just whipped up together. No, I've been using this oil in my own yard for 5 years, and I've shared it with family members, friends. And it worked on their dogs, worked on my dogs, and then I had people encourage me. It's like, Gary, this stuff really works, man. How did you do this? How did you come up with this? This is good, man. You need to start marketing this. And that's how it all began. I just started, like, in the month of May, actually opening up to the public. But it's made out of pure natural oil. I can't disclose the oils because I'm trying to get a patent on it. But I was told by patent lawyers that a patent wouldn't be good for this particular product because of the ingredients, and disclosing my ingredients and my information could actually make it more of a problem. So the lawyers advised me to just go apply for a secret. So I'm looking into a secret now, since the patent is not going to be a very good idea, according to the lawyers, the patent lawyers. And I use it on all my Grayline dogs. There's no secret. Blue dogs have issues with the coat. So having a blue dog, that's some of the things that you're going to face. You're going to be faced with is coat issues. And then now that we have bullies, bullies are pretty much like hybrids. And they contain different types of dogs in them, which makes them more prone to skin allergies, food allergies, mange mites, and things of that nature. But having invented the oil should be able to help a lot of people in the bully community out. And I'm just elated that I'm actually able to help people off of, my research.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely tons of issues that happen with the skin. I mean, anything from just heat rashes to you have fleas and ticks that are abundant all the time, especially this summer here in Houston. We had a worst case in years because of the winter last winter was not very harsh. What are some other things that this oil works on for dogs?
Yes, hot spots. Actually, ear mites, too. You can put a little bit in the ears, tilt the head to the side, and run a little oil down the ears canal, and it'll kill the mites inside of the ears. I've actually had people put it on their dogs to prevent mosquitoes from biting their dogs, too. So it's a good heartworm preventative also. What else? It's a couple of things that's really good. I'm having a brain freeze right now.
I read ringworm.
Say again?
On your side, I read ringworm, too.
Yes, ringworms. Oh, it'll kill ringworm like it's nothing.
Wow. And fungal spots, right? I wish I had ordered it before. I bought a wet bag. I guess I had gotten wet, a bag of shavings from Tractor Supply, and then they keep them outside.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little couple fungal spots on a couple of puppies. I had to heal up the hard way and long way with the vet. So I wish I had heard about these earlier. I'm definitely excited to try them when my order comes in.
Yeah, and also, I like natural because no chemicals added means, like, you don't have to buy stuff like MTG. I have a lot of my main supporters in Dallas and Fort Worth area, and even in Houston. They mentioned the MTG oil from Tractor Supply. And I'm not trying to knock MTG. I'm just trying to bring people that want to use natural stuff together to treat their dogs so that they know that MTG contains petroleum distillate, which is like used in kerosene, gasoline. It's a derivative from those products, which causes skin cancer. See? And back in the day, you know, I watched my uncles, my dad, pour motor oil on a dog, a mangy mite dog, and the oil from the car, the used motor oil works, but the thing is, the dog has that getting absorbed through its skin. It's not natural. It's got carcinogens in it, which is going to make skin cancer. You know, and
exactly.
Then the dog licks. The dog has it on its paws. It's in between its forelegs. It's going to lick, and the oil gets on the dog's tongue, and the chemicals get in the dog's body. It's all kinds of things that can happen. That's why when we have natural disasters with oil spills like BP had, for example, you have humanitarian efforts, people trying to clean the oil off of the animals before the oil absorbs in their skin and kills them. That's why they use that Dawn dish detergent and all of that.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a great alternative. I spoke with you earlier, a couple comments on Facebook, and I said I was looking for more things that were natural. A lot of people here have heard me say on the show that I breed Pomeranians too. Well, I actually lost one to a heartworm preventative. She had a reaction to it, and she ended up passing away. From that moment, it was really kind of a wide awakening. All the work and heartache that I put into training that dog and showing that dog as she was growing, to lose her to just a pharmaceutical item that is supposed to be given to her. And so I feel like this is one of those things that we could definitely add to our cabinets and transfer our yard onto. We all know new stock, and we know it stinks, and it's hard to wash off, and it's messy, and they want to lick that too. And I think that these herbal healing oils are definitely going to be a great alternative. I mean, there's tons and tons of research and commentary online about how even any natural oils are good for people. I have a friend that uses it on horses and for all kinds of things, and each one serves a purpose. So whatever secret mixture you got going on here has to be doing something right from the pictures I've seen.
Oh, thank you. And on that subject of heartworms, I just want everybody to know that I treated my very first case of heartworms outside of my yard with natural herbal healing from a guy in Dallas, Texas, Marvin Holly. He took his dog to the veterinarian. The dog had full-fledged heartworms, not the larva stage, but they were in between larva and being adult worms. And we cured his dog with natural alternatives. And he followed my regimen, 120-day regimen. He did it to a T. He took the dog back to the same veterinarian there in Dallas. The dog tested negative for heartworms, and the veterinarian asked him, what did you do? Because the dog was supposed to either have the surgery or have the medication that costs like $1,800. The surgery is like $3,500, and his dog was cured. And that is another formula that I'm trying to patent right now. It's natural herbal stuff, no chemicals.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to get with you on that because I've been doing some research on things I could do for the sticky girl I have. Now she does have full fledged heartworms. Do you think it might help with that too?
Say again.
I said I'm gonna have to get with you. I have a rescue girl that has full fledged heartworms. Do you think that might work there too, or is it just that in between stage?
If it's full-fledged, you have to be careful because the heartworms, the herbal remedy that I have for heartworms, it can kill the dog if the dog's heartworms are, like, fully matured. And the reason I say that is because I had a dog that was allergic to HeartGuard. And if I would have known what I know now, she would have lived because I would have gave her the natural herbal stuff. So she would have never got heartworms, but I gave her my remedy, and I actually saw her chest swell up. But she had heartworms, and she ended up passing away because the heartworms couldn't pass through the arteries.
Right, because when they die, they're going to break off there.
Yeah, but if the heartworms are not at the certain stage, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there's a certain stage that the heartworms is at, then the dog is going to die with the heartworms. Or if you give it the herbal remedy, it's going to either have a 50-50 chance. So
well,
the microfilaria is...
I said that's definitely good to know.
Yes. But the microfilaria stage that the veterinarians, when they first diagnose the dog as having that, that leads to heartworms. But that right there can be cured easy with the herbal remedies that I've created. And I can't disclose of them because I'm patenting everything that I research, my hard work.
Right, right. That's your work. You definitely got to preserve that and get the due credit that's owed. But I'll definitely be looking forward to that monthly heart. Is it monthly heartworm remedy that you have to prevent it?
Say again?
Is it a monthly remedy that you have coming out, too, that's going to prevent it instead of taking, you know, pharmaceutical things like HeartGuard?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Wow, I'm definitely going to have to try that because I'm all for this natural stuff now.
I've actually have four products that I haven't put on my website that work. I have Stop Itch. A dog scratches and scratches and scratches. I have an herbal remedy for that. It has to get into the dog's bloodstream. And when it gets in the dog's bloodstream, it's been known to work. Within 3 days, you'll notice the dog is not scratching that much. In about 2 weeks, you'll notice that the dog doesn't scratch anymore.
Wow. Now, speaking of that website, I want to put that out there for everyone who's interested in trying out these oils. That's www.docsoils.com, DOCSOILS.com. So for those of y'all who are interested in trying out Gary's oils, go ahead and head to that website, docsoils.com, and you can place your order there. I did it this morning for mine to come in, and it's super easy. You just go through, add the item to your cart, check out. It switches you to PayPal. You pay it, and it's on the way. So it was definitely an easy process you have set up there.
And I will have your stuff mailed out on Monday. It'll be packaged up tonight.
I'm excited to try it.
I'm pretty fast when it comes to
Gary, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us about these oils. I'll definitely be updating these people with my own personal experience. I know you have plenty of other people who have put their experiences online for you and showed that it works and stand by your products. And I'm interested to see what else you have coming out and trying that too.
All right. I really appreciate you having me on the station today. It really makes me happy. I appreciate that.
For sure, for sure. Well, Gary, you have a great day, and thanks again.
You too. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
All right, Houston. So we have a couple other things for you for this show today. As we do every week, we have our dog of the week. And this week, we didn't have a lot of entries. I need you guys to get on. I need you to add your dog every week. Just because you didn't win one league doesn't mean you won't win the next. So remember to add our Facebook page, Houston Pitbulls and Bullies, and each week you're going to find a post that we're going to have up there that's Dog of the Week, Pet of the Week, however it's labeled. Not only do you get advertised here on our radio show, you get to make the cover photo for both our Houston and our Dallas group, so there's thousands and thousands of viewers that get to see your dog and get that exposure. All you have to do is submit a picture, add your friends to the group, tag them in the reply section under your picture, and get them to like it. The one with the most likes wins. So this week, our Dog of the Week is owned by Erica Nicole, and it's a beautiful little Chai girl. Texas Tornado is her name. So that's one definitely to look out for. So congratulations, Erica, and Texas Tornado on your win this week. Now, a couple of things we want to mention coming up in ones in the Houston area. We have some shows going on soon in October. Today's October 1st. You got about 2 weeks to get your dogs ready. Even if you don't take a dog out there to show, you can go out there. Check out the dogs. Meet people. It's always a great way to just get to know each other here in the community. One of them is October 15th, which is a Saturday. This one's actually in Rain, Louisiana. It's the Texas versus Louisiana show. So this is Saturday, October 15th. It says 10 to 6. Sometimes people are there earlier and stay later. Maybe people will hang out somewhere else afterwards. But it's a USBR and MVB event, and it claims to be the first ever in Louisiana. So this is a Texas versus Louisiana show. Some of you with USBR or just in general that want to show up, you need to show up, show out, and represent Houston. Now, the second show that I have today to mention is one actually here in the Houston area. So that same weekend, October 16th, which is a Sunday, we have the Fiesta Day Bullies at the King of Texas Car Show and Concert. So not only do you get a bully presence there throughout with the fun show, you get a car show, and you get a concert all in one. Now, Bully Tunnel Magazine is going to be there hosting their third annual costume contest. So this is a chance to not just go for a show and confirmation and things like that. This is a chance for you to go, show up, have fun, dress up your dog, and just have a good bully time. So that's going to be in Pasadena, Texas, October 16th, which is a Sunday, and it says it's at the fairgrounds in Campbell Hall. So go ahead and check out that show. I'm going to try to make it out there and see if I can dress up one of my dogs and have a little good time myself. The last show I kind of want to mention is a little bit further out in November, November 19th. We have the ABKC Nationals for 2016. Now, this is in Kenner, which is right basically part of New Orleans. So New Orleans, Louisiana. Guys, my family's from New Orleans. I'm heading up to visit them tonight when I drop a dog off. In New Orleans, we know how to turn up. So that show is not only the biggest of the year for ABKC, but this is going to be an all-out bully blast. So if you're up there, come check me out. I'm going to be in booth 1008. With my girl Kayla Wilson. She's over there in Abbeville, Louisiana. So ABKC Nationals, Saturday, November 19th. There's a couple shows in December I'll mention next week, but those two in October, one right here in Pasadena. So come check us out. Dress your dog up. Have a good time. Now, if anybody's interested in calling in the show to talk about Doc Oils, anything else, I do have another topic if we have time for it today. Remember, the call-in number to speak to us is 516-387-1955. And don't forget to add our group, Houston Pit Bulls and Bullies, so that way you can check out topics there, dogs. We always have puppies being advertised, adult dogs, those Doc's Oils. You can see some of that testimony on there, as well as our Dog of the Week. Excuse me. Let's see. One of our hot topics. Now, this popped up today. It popped up recently. It's nothing new. It's nothing that people are unaware of that's happened. But what we have going on in this industry is something that is a little bit shameful. It's paper hanging. So it's nothing new. People know of this. And what we mean when we say paper hanging is basically you have papers on a dog, and those papers don't really belong to that dog. whether you've got them from someone else, whether you bought them off someone, whether you used a different dog that you have in your yard, any way it goes, if those papers and the pedigree that's on those papers don't belong to your dog, you're paper hanging. Now, I can't say that I've never heard of this being done before. I actually unknowingly bought a dog that was paper hung long ago when I first got into bullies. When I found out, I sold the dog as a pet. So it's not something that you want to keep going and keep perpetuating the issue in the bully community. Excuse me. If you have a dog and you don't have papers on that dog and you know of the parent's registry and information, you can single register your dog. Through UKC, they have to be 6 months and over. With that, you're going to send in 3 photos, the front and each side. You're going to pay a $50 fee. Now, if your dog doesn't get approved, I believe $15 of that is non-refundable according to their website. But this is a way that you can register your dog if it has parents who were registered and you have their information. Excuse me, sorry. These Houston allergies with this weather change, but I must say it does feel good out here. Now, let me go back to this issue. If you have a dog and you do not have papers, you do not know its lineage, the parents were not registered, there is a way for you to register your dog to compete in performance events. With UKC, it's called Performance Listing. It was formerly known as Limited Privilege Program, but they felt that that name was derogatory, and so they changed it to Performance Listing. With Performance Listing, you can compete in performance events. However, you cannot compete in confirmation events according to their website. All you have to do is send in 2 pictures of your dog, 1 full front with facial features and 1 side standing. It's $20 fee, and if your dog gets approved, then you will have some papers to compete in events. As far as breeding, it was very unclear and not listed on their website. However, I personally would not breed a dog that you don't know its lineage. Because you don't know what health problems, you don't know what genetics that are negative that you're going to perpetuate those issues in a dog that is going to be unhealthy in the future. ABKC, you have to have the pedigree with the front and side pick to apply for a single register there. CBR on their website, Continental Bully Registry, it does say that you use the registration info from either ABKC, ADBA, IBKC, or UKC. So you would need papers for their registry. Now, the ADBA, the American Dog Breeders Association, they do have a single dog registration with the pedigree, or they also have that limited performance, kind of like UKC does. That one, you send in those same pictures and a fee. You also have to have a spay and neuter verification from the vet. Now, these are to compete in events. Again, a non-known lineage dog is not recommended for breeding. USBR. You can also send in there, however, they do ask for the registry numbers and the pedigree copy as well as the pictures. And IBKC, the International Bully Kennel Club, their online registration also asks for those numbers, pictures, and a copy of the pedigree. So there are a couple, UKC and ADBA, where you can get that limited registration without your dog having papers. But it's for competition and events where you can still have fun with your dog. If you're out here and you're paper hanging, you're not doing justice to our bully community. You're not going to make anything better. And our goal as breeders is to better the breed, not to perpetuate issues. So with that being said, if you have anything to talk about this, we'll open up a conversation on our webpage. Remember to add that group, Facebook, that Facebook group, Houston Pit Bulls and Bullies. Add your friends to it. Get this bully community going in the right direction. Now, remember that every Saturday we have this show live. We talk about different topics. We have our dog of the week. We're going to mention shows, and we have tons and tons coming up in the future for you. So make sure you're tuning in every Saturday. We go live. We have our Facebook page to add and get involved in this bully community. We want to keep things going and keep things moving in a positive direction for Houston. So remember to join us next week and keep it bully.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for